What up, what up, peeps? Let's get into this new year, new season, new month, new you, new day, new breath, right? Let's get into this and let's really, really, really look at how we're living. Because the way to be able to either enjoy more of what we have, recognize what we're doing, or to change if some modifications and amends to our behavior is needed, first, we got to really get into it and look like, how are we living? How are we living? So how are we living? Let's get into it.
Are you a beauty professional who's a self-proclaimed artist and product junkie, yet lacks in the business and marketing aspect of your businesses? Each episode of All Things Nausea, I'll deliver creative solutions for creative people, sharing with you fun tips and tricks and business basics to deliver the best to your business, to yourself, and to your customers. In essence, I want to help you run your business so your business isn't running you.
All right, so the thing is, I've been talking to a number of people. There's usually waves and patterns to things. So right now, the pattern for the people that I'm coaching and talking with and that are contacting me most are people that do have a lot of things going. They have a lot of experience under their belt, or if they don't and they're kind of just starting out within the first couple years, they have a lot of things started. You know, one woman is doing nails and making candles. Another woman is doing nails and making body scrubs. Another woman is doing nails, body scrub, and candles. Another one has this business on the side and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of ducks, right? A lot of ducks. They're just not in a row. They're all over the place. They're frantic. They don't have direction. They're doubting direction. And I totally get this as well. Sometimes this happens to me now, sometimes for a day or two, like around PMS time, around like the 17th of the month, around that time. But prior to that, my life had been that every day, that level of frantic, always running late, always, you know, the last thing, the just frantic, and everything felt so swirly and dowdy and spiraling in the head and, you know, this kind of stuff. But I was still doing things. You're still doing things. You're still getting things done. But now, you know, take a moment. That's one of the assignments for this season. Take a moment. Take an actual moment. And the reason why I say take a moment is you got to first see how are you living, and then kind of if there's humor to it, or if there's degradation to it, or if you're degrading yourself or beating yourself up. Sometimes when there's humor to it, sometimes it's sarcasm and it's showing you won't change. Sometimes the humor is there because it really is just funny. You want to get to a point where you could just look at yourself like objectively and not get so involved, because this outer shell isn't the real you, what you're doing. You're out there running around, you're driving on a flat tire, you're running out of gas, you're doing all kind of stuff. So let me give you this point here. If you are a woman that doesn't know much about cars and don't have quick family members to call that own a tow yard, that can do mechanics, can do that stuff, do yourself a favor, especially if you're a person that's been living, like how I said, you know, a little bit frantic, a little bit chaotically, do yourself a favor and always, every year, pay for AAA. Pay for AAA. It's like $55 or $65 for the year. It might even be less. And then get this, you can get the lowest plan, and then, you know, if something happens with your car, you can get it towed 7 miles away. But right then and there, if it needs to be towed 40 miles, you could say, can I upgrade my plan? And then they bill you for the difference right there. So whatever it is, get the base thing of AAA. If you lock your keys in your car, if you get, you know, you run out of gas. Now, have that as security. I have that as security and never use it now, right? But prior when I had it, I would use it a couple times a year now. Like a couple times a year, I'd run out of gas and do silly stuff. So have that as protection. So that's one little gem here. The other thing is, look how you're living. Are you running out of gas? Are you almost on empty every time? Like rushing to get to a gas station? Like, oh my God, like rushing to be like, well, I almost ran out of gas and I was, you know, rushing how to get to the final gas station. And if you actually think that's a valid excuse, I want you to sit back and think about that. And I've done this numerous times, so this is not judgment, but you got to get to a level of maturity where you see there is no logic in that mentality. I was rushing and I was scrambling because I was trying to get to this last gas station, you know, that closed at this time because I was almost out of gas. It's like, well, ma'am, I'm not going to talk to you about the logistics of the it's almost closing time at a gas station and this is the only one on this, you know, stretch of land. And I'm going to talk to you about, why were you this low in gas? This is your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not two states away and didn't think ahead, which that still would be an issue. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you stop and think of, see your own behavior. If we lived in a world where everyone stopped and looked at their own behavior and took accountability for the root causes of what's getting you to this interaction or, you know, altercation or behavior, we'd be in a much better place, don't you think, if we all kind of took responsibility and if we each one of us look deeper at our thing. So if you're a person like that, you know, always look at, well, how am I really living? This is exactly how I started to no longer live a running late life, meaning always running late. I'm rushing out, and then if someone is behind me, I'm mad at them because I left the house too late. Or, you know, it's always being late, 20 minutes late, 15 minutes late, 5 minutes late, 2 hours late, who knows? But never on time. Like, when people start to put you in the categories like, oh, that one's never on time. Like, do you have any clients like that do that? Like, they're not going to come on time. Do you really, you don't highly respect that person. You can't. It's not possible to highly respect a person that's not living in integrity. And integrity means I made a commitment to be there at 8. I'm there at 8. That's what Nana used to say. You make a commitment. If you say 8, it's 8. And if not, you know, I had a mentor that said that you really mean it because you really mean it because you live a life of integrity and you go really express your apology, you know, one time, like, I'm really, really sorry. Again, I'm sorry. I'm going to be late. And then when you get there, again, I'm sorry. And that's it. You don't like harp on it or like beat me up like I'm beating myself up. It's just a very, you know, kind of that. But if I was living like that, right? And then the way that helped me to stop that was this same mentor. She told me, she said, yeah, I used to always be late too. She said, I used to be a half hour late to everything. And in LA, you know, traffic is not an excuse. Saying, oh, there was traffic, that's not a valid excuse. You should be leaving in time enough to always account for traffic. And that's a shame because anywhere in LA, it takes an hour to get to, right? And then you're leaving an hour and a half. And then sometimes if you get there and you wait around, then you think you won't. But then LA is a city. If you live in a city where there's a lot of traffic, if you leave 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes later than you had planned, it could make it a 40 more minutes longer, even though you only left 5 minutes. So the way that I helped stop being late, and I hope this will help you too, if you are a person that's running late, and if you're not, and there's some clients or people or anyone in your life that you feel would be open to this, share this so that they can stop this. So she said, you know, you have to really, I said, is there really a way to unlate yourself? Like, if you're always a late person, is there really a way to unlate yourself and not always be late? And she said, yes, that you make a commitment to never be late again and to always be early. And if you have to be there 30 minutes and wait, you have to be there 30 minutes and wait. She said, you can choose to live a more meditative life. And a more meditative life would mean that you're spacing things out. I guess at that point, you're out of survival mode, but I was living in survival mode then. So it's like, how do you do that? You know, but living a more meditative life, you said, you really look at your life and arrange it so that you won't be late. And then if you start really looking at your life, then you start to see the franticness, the chaosness, and, oh, okay, this one, I made a decision to be late and that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to talk about that so that we can start to try to unravel if we are living those kind of like frantic type of lives and on survival mode at all times. And another tip would be that if you're constantly wanting to do something for yourself, and it's usually always in the self-care department or something else, or like an email that you need to take care of, or some kind of piece of administrative, I gotta call my son's school, or I gotta order this nail product, you know, but that you kind of avoid that. When you finally get to it, or if there's a piece of self-care you want to do, I want to put lotion on my feet at night, something like that. When you do get to it, why don't you time yourself? This is how I have saw how I was living. Like, how are you actually living, right? So I'll time myself. like, say it was the lotion on the feet. I didn't do this, but let's just say that it was, right? Okay, I'm going to right now set the timer on my phone, and I'm going to start putting lotion on my feet. I'm not in a rush. I'm just doing it how I normally would, all right? Put on this foot, get in this hand, put on this foot, put my socks on, shut the jar, put the jar back on the dresser, stop the timer. Think about that. What that would be. It might be 2.5 to 5 minutes or less, right? And then every time you tell yourself, oh, I'm going to put lotion on my feet. Oh, I don't feel like it tonight. I don't have the time. I'm just tired. I don't want to take the effort. You really sit there and reflect on yourself and say, huh, how am I really living? How am I living my life that I don't have 2.5 minutes to give myself to put lotion on my feet? That I don't have 2.5 minutes to do something that I keep setting out to do? Like, then that's what helped me, because that's how I would be if I were your friend and you were telling me that, or start to talk to ourselves innerly nicely, not beating ourselves up, but just be like, damn, 2.5 minutes, huh? Do you know what I mean? And then if the email or if it's something that you hated doing, that's, you want it to only take 5 minutes, but it's going to take more because you don't really like it and all that. So set a timer. You could set a timer on the way in and also to time it. I mean, you can set a timer for like, okay, I'm going to spend 15 minutes on this email, that for a regular person that didn't hate doing this, might take them 2 to 5 minutes. But I'm going to set 15 minutes and I'm going to make sure it's done at 15 minutes. I'm not going to drag it out to an hour, or I'm not going to stop after 7 minutes and not send it. You have 15 minutes to get this thing done. That's one way that helped me to see how am I really living. So I wouldn't overthink and doubt. It's just like at the 15 minute mark, you got to press send, make something happen. So you don't start to spiral out and overanalyze and overthink. And then you can time that email, you know, time it and be like, huh, let's see how long it takes me to do this. All right, it takes me 25 minutes. So when you're like, oh, okay, let me just factor 25 minutes into the day. But really, I get it. When you're living on fumes, emotionally fumes in the car, you know, like bills are stacking up, or you are making enough, but you feel like you're breaking your back while you're doing it. There's so many little things that we can do to help one another and support one another. So if there's anything that you've heard in here that you like, please contact me. I'd love to hear it. But even more so, if you have something that I haven't mentioned, or something that, you know, either you kind of never had a problem with and this is how you do it, or you have had some issues with it and you've started to employ this kind of method and it worked, tell us. And then I can pass it on to people. You know, it's even a way I can shout out your social media. But it's important that we start to support one another and really help each other in this area. So each one, teach one. I love you. Until next time, see y'all.